Last year, as part of Niagara Falls, New York's Jingle Falls holiday celebrations, the Festival of Slice was introduced, a chance for visitors to enjoy samples of pizza made by local businesses, hosted at the Niagara Falls Culinary Institute. Susan Switkowski, Tourism Development Manager for Destination Niagara USA, says it was a big success. Actually, a little too big.
We were very appreciative that they were able to step up to the plate and be our venue, although we recognized in probably about a half an hour that they were too small. So we rolled with it, and all of our pizzerias were very happy to have that many people with us. But the first thing we needed to tackle for this year was to find a larger venue.
And they found it. This year's Festival of Slice will be hosted inside the Conference and Events Center on Old Fall Street. 19 local pizzerias are scheduled to participate, including Goodfellas. Angelo Villardo is the assistant manager there and says they too remember last year and the challenge of providing enough supply to meet the surprise demand.
We sent 8 trays in the beginning, but we figured that it really wasn't going to be used. But thankfully, you know, it went within the first not even hour. So it was a Friday night too, so we were kind of, you know, rushing to get more pizza there, and it was a little tough for us.
Festival organizers say there's something special about locally owned Niagara Falls pizza. Though they are in competition, there's also a mutual respect among the owners and families who operate these hometown pizzerias, as you could hear from Villardo.
You know, there's Sammy's too, there's Frenchie's, you know, all those guys that put in the work, pizza oven and stuff like that, you know, so it's definitely a lot of hard work for the city of Niagara Falls with all the restaurants.
The Festival of Slice will be held Saturday, December 7th from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is free, but once inside, you buy $1 tickets to acquire samples. Switkowski says most folks should get their fill for about $10. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.